I'd have to say Zimbabwe is a deeply polarized society. Working in that context, it was extremely polarized. I'll give one example. Like, when I would do interviews, there's one particular day, and I remember meeting one ZANU-PF official. You get a very, obviously, a ZANU-PF view of current events. And then meeting an MDC official in the afternoon. And I remember at the end of the day struggling so much to balance these two competing perspectives of the country's history, current events. So that was hard to struggle with, to deal with. But I have to say, and I keep stressing this in the book, I found it most easy to get interviews, to get access. I gained access to very high levels on ZANU-PF officials. I found it most easy to engage with ZANU-PF figures, which is ironic because often ZANU-PF is presented as this scary, violent party. But in reality, some of the most, if not the most, intelligent political figures I've met in Zimbabwe today happened to be in ZANU-PF, and they were willing to talk. So it was that one, and then two, they isolated. There's sanctions against ZANU-PF figures. They cannot go out to Europe or the United States. I write and live from the United Kingdom. My sense many times was they wanted some kind of engagement with the West, to talk to them, to give them their view. And me coming from that context, they sort of used me as a way to, hey, this is what we stand for. This is what this is about. We've been misunderstood in these ways. So in a way, I was a vehicle for them to speak to the world. MDC, quite the opposite. It was harder to get access to MDC officials. There's a deep suspicion of intellectuals within the MDC. I think it has to do naturally, a lot to do with the leaders.